Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new show. A new you, America. We're going to kick it off with you. Why? Because the show's about you. It's for you. Our health is our greatest wealth. What kind of choices are you making every single day? We want to help you make the right kind. If you need help more, you can go to our website. Also, don't forget, if you're looking for a wellness provider in your area, check out mywellnessproviders.com. Sodas are still pretty popular. A lot of people still drink them, and a lot of Americans still struggle with them. They say that Americans are continuing to guzzle extra calories to the sugary drinks and even the diet ones. Roughly one-third of high school students in the U.S. drink two or more sodas, sport drinks, or other sugary beverages a day, according to the results in the national survey released by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The health dangers of soda are not new. Soda consumption has been linked to an increased risk for heart disease and diabetes, as well as the rising rates of obesity. Recent research at the University of Bangor in Bristol suggests that drinking soda can actually trigger sweet cravings by dulling your sensitivity to sweet taste, sparking a vicious cycle of eating sweet foods and drinks. As taste satisfaction level drop, the more sweet foods that you consume. Dr. Hans Peter Kubis at Bangor University School of Sport, Health, and Exercise Sciences, he led the study. He says, isn't it about time you and family kick the soda habit? Get started with one of these healthier, low-calorie thirst quenchers. Let's talk about what those are. Well, number one, you can spruce up your water. Flavored waters have been popping up all over the place, and many contain, of course, still some sugar and artificial sweeteners. The healthier choice is the natural flavoring. Just add slices of your favorite fruit and veggies, like lemons, oranges, and watermelon, cucumber, mint, or limes, to a pitcher of cold ice water and refreshing, flavorful drink. You can add in a little stevia as well. It's one of my favorite things to do. They also talk about going natural with green tea, one of my favorites. It's what I drink every single day, even drinking some now. Studies of green tea show that it can reduce the risk of several types of cancer, heart disease, hypertension, kidney stones, and possibly even cavities. In addition, green tea is calorie-free, of course, if you have it without milk and sugar, and is naturally high in antioxidants, polyphenols, and what we call ECCG. Of course, you can pick any flavor you'd like, pomegranate and such. But also, you can add a little stevia there to sweeten as well. They call this other thing Jeltzer, juice plus seltzer water. Now, there's no need to purchase the sodas. You can actually get a little bit of your favorite juice, such as grape, pomegranate, cranberry juice, and add to seltzer water. That way, you don't get all the extra chemicals. You get a little bit of the sugar that's in the juice, but you get plenty of antioxidants, vitamin C, and vitamin B along with that. So you still get a little bit of the sugar spike, but you don't get a lot of the additives that are so bad for it. Stevia, of course, is a great sweetener to put in with your waters and fruits, as I talked about. And they say tonic and lime is a great, and I've never done this one, but they said tonic and lime is great, minus the gin, of course. Throw those two together as well. And they say red wine is okay. I'm a little half on that, because the resveratrol that's in the red wine that's actually so good for you, great for your heart, you can actually get from the dark grapes. And the alcohol tends to be a little bit of a depressant on the system. So one glass periodically, they're saying 4 ounces per day is usually okay. Let's say every other day again, this is what the study says. You want to drink your vegetables, vegetable juice. They say you can juice all you want, which I agree with. Blending is the way to go because you keep everything in there. Fresh juice, of course, you can get a juicer, a little bullet that they have. Now, the NutriBullets are actually great. You can do the whole thing for about 16 ounces and take it down the hatch. Tea infusers are really hot, too. So low-calorie teas, of course, are wonderful. You can get black tea, white tea, green teas. And even the oolong teas and the black teas are very good. Chamomile tea is great. Tea is great for the evening if you want to wind down. If your nervous system is a little wound up, it's a great tea to have on a regular basis. Bottom line is anything but sodas. But there's a lot of alternatives. People get used to drinking those. They think there's not much out there, but there really is. A lot you can choose when you're looking at your favorite drink. And that's what it's about. It's about finding alternatives. You know, people think that when you eat healthy, that you kind of take away the fun and, you know, it's no good. You start eating healthy and it's kind of like twigs and berries and things don't taste good anymore. But not really true. Really can start eating healthy. You'll actually find that the processed foods and the junk foods that you used to eat actually will end up doing things like, you know, making your stomach upset, making you feel weak or tired. And it's not worth it. Then, not that you can't have a piece of cheesecake every now and then, you should, and go ahead and knock yourself out, but it's doing it all the time when it is a little bit tougher on your health. And you'll find that after you eat really well over a period of time, that your body starts feeling better, functioning better, and then, of course, you notice the difference, and you really never want to go back. Pretty interesting how that works. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. I'm going to go to the phones and go to Deborah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Dr. Asa. My eyebrows are thinner than they used to be, and I asked a dermatologist about it, but I was talking to my sister, and she told me that she had heard on your program that soy, but she didn't catch it all, but that soy or soy milk could be the problem, and I just wanted to ask you about that.
How long has it been going on, the eyebrow thinning?
Probably a few years. Several years.
Okay. Is it thinning on the outside portion or the whole thing? Like on the outside part, the last third of your eyebrow toward the edges? Is that where it's thinning?
Yeah. I never did have a whole lot of eyebrows, but I have less than I used to have. And, yeah, right at where my eyebrows are closest together, that's where it's thick, a little bit thicker, I guess. But yeah, it's thinning. I guess they're probably thinning all over, really, but the thinner part is
on the outside.
Yeah.
Have you gone to your doctor and had any blood work done recently for them to check your thyroid?
Yeah, I've had blood work done. Yeah.
Did they check your thyroid? Do you know if they actually
they
did that?
Did.
Okay. And they said everything was okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I would go back, and I would have them check a couple of things. With the thyroid, if your numbers are fine, see, that's a classic sign when you're losing the hair on the outside. It's a classic sign of a deficiency or an issue with the thyroid. And there can be more than just your regular numbers off. See, if your regular numbers are not off, they're not going to check any further. Have them check your growth hormone levels, HGH, because the pituitary gland is the driver for the thyroid gland. A lot of times that can be deficient, and that can be an issue as a secondary issue, okay? Then also have them check TPO antibodies. Ask your doctor about that test. TPO antibodies checks for autoimmune of the thyroid. Sometimes it's good to look for that. Might be something underlying that could be causing that, and that might be the body's way of telling you. So hope that helps.
Are you looking for a total health makeover and don't know where to start? Are you sick and tired of struggling with everyday health challenges like being overweight, hormone issues, low or high blood sugar, low energy levels, aches and pains, or depressed mood? Well, it's time for you to enroll in Get Well University. The doctor has created a complete health program that you can easily follow to learn the steps necessary to actually lifestyle your way to better health. It's called Get Well University. Get Well University is an 8-week lifestyle program consisting of one lesson per week to follow, guaranteed to transform your health and your life. With cutting-edge research and easy-to-understand information, Get Well University will jumpstart you into reaching your health goals. To sign up for Get Well University and have it delivered to you directly, call 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. To learn the best way to get well, stay well, and live well.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can check us out on the website. Don't forget, if you need more information, everything is there. You can catch it there. Or call me right here on the show. Send me an email as well. Seven foods that can spike your blood sugar. Now, that's a big deal. It's type 2 diabetes is growing every single day. It's amazing how much we're seeing that. It used to be called adult onset diabetes because mostly it was adults. Now, one in three of our young people under the age of 11 have been diagnosed with type 2 diabetes. Unbelievable. So, carbohydrates really are the big culprits in this. And here are a couple foods that will spike your blood sugar. What is diabetes, real quick? Well, they call it sugar diabetes, too. Some people do. And diabetes, what happens is you eat a food like a bagel, which is a processed carbohydrate. Bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those kind of things. Sugary drinks. You spike your blood sugar up, and the pancreas secretes a hormone called insulin that goes in and helps pull the blood sugar back down. And if you eat these kind of foods over and over and over again, day in and day out, it creates a yo-yo effect, up and down and up and down and up and down. Finally, the body gets just worn out. And that's in what ends up happening. And then finally, you have to take medicine like metformin. You have to take some of these medications that really just become a hassle. So hopefully some of these foods will help. If you're eating them on a regular basis, you might want to consider pulling them out of the shelves and putting them away for good. Well, at least 90% of the time. White rice is number one, and they're saying that people that have type 2 diabetes should scratch it from the menus. Researchers from Harvard School of Public Health found that people who ate five or more servings of rice a week increased their risk for developing type 2 diabetes, while people who replaced at least a third of their white rice servings with brown rice lowered their risk by as much as 16%. The reason is white rice has a little fiber, especially compared with brown rice, and fiber can help, of course, keep the blood sugar levels stable. White bread is another one. You think about white bread, it's been around forever, of course. The problem is your body quickly digests these foods, and the refined flour that's in the white bread causes the blood sugar to rise. And the whole grains, many with fewer refined grains, have less of that type of body fat that can trigger heart disease and type 2 diabetes. Another big one are sodas and sweet drinks. Now, of course, to keep the blood sugar within normal range, you want to avoid soda and other sugary-based drinks. Researchers found that people who drank one or more sugary drinks a day were at 20% higher risk, 26% higher risk for developing type 2 diabetes than those who drank less in one 12-ounce glass a month. Replacing regular soda or sugary drinks with water, seltzer water, can also help drop the weight as well. They're saying red meat is a little bit of a challenge. You don't have to cut the red meat from your diet entirely, but studies show that eating lots of red meat and processed meats like bacon and cold cuts, I agree with those, maybe not the red meat, all high in saturated fat could contribute to the development of type 2 diabetes. A large study found that people who ate processed meat, that's a lot of the luncheon meats, like hot dog or sausage or slices of bacon, just once a day, double the risk for diabetes. You can easily lower your risk by substituting one serving of red meat and processed meats with healthier sources of protein like nuts, low-fat dairy products, and also fish, which is one of my favorite. Fast foods, of course, very tempting. You're on the go, especially when you're hungry. But most fast food is high in fat, and of course, as you know, calories and salt, which all of these can increase your risk for type 2 diabetes. If you're going to go fast food, go with some of the other places that are at least a tad bit giving you options of healthier options. Subway is a great one if you're on the go. A lot of the places, believe it or not, everything from Wendy's to McDonald's and all. And I'm a realist. I mean, people are going to eat fast food. I get these questions all the time. They just get freaked out. They think, oh, my gosh, I can't believe you're talking about eating fast food. But the reality is there's salads, there's grilled chicken. Is it organic? No, it's not organic. But if you're absolutely hungry and you're working on a weight loss routine and you've got to eat every 3 hours, which is a part of your plan, the grilled chicken or some of the baked fish at some of these places, the salads, the dark leafy greens that they're having now with vegetables, and even some of the small little bit of fruit that they have are options that are available So at least go that route instead of the burger and fries. That's my point. So some of the packaged foods you want to stay away from as well. Of course, your TV dinners, as they used to call them. And they're just full of chemicals that you really don't need. They really are. And they will raise your blood sugar like crazy. Stay away from the whole milk. Think about the saturated fat, of course, that's going on with that. They say switch to no fat or 1% dairy. I think you're either going to go milk, go with almond milk, go with goat's milk, unsweetened, of course. Those are your better options. And, of course, you're going to go with regular milk, go with the organic versions. That's for sure. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now or check us out on the web. Always do that as well. Samantha writes us in Kentucky. Samantha wants to know, she's been struggling with low energy levels. Her doctor says that it's not her thyroid. What do you think? Adrenal function usually is the key, and we call it adrenal fatigue, very common. You'll know it's adrenal fatigue a couple ways. Number one, you are extremely tired in the morning. You gain energy as the day goes on, and then you find it very hard to wind down and go to sleep. It's because cortisol levels are elevated. Now, a great way to check for this is to go to your doctor and ask them to get a saliva test done to check cortisol and DHEA parameters. When you check the cortisol and the DHEA, you'll be able to figure out exactly what your patterns are and find what might be able to help put you over and into the better range. Usually a great way to go. So again, when you're looking at low energy levels, adrenal fatigue is usually a big culprit. A couple of things too, drop the coffee, switch over to the green tea. And research shows that vitamin B5, pantothenic acid, and vitamin C are two cofactors and vitamins that help support adrenal gland function. So a couple of things to note. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You're listening to Healthy Talk Radio. Talk radio that helps you go to the next level in your health and in your life. More calls when we come back in just a moment. Are you looking for a natural health and wellness-based provider in your area? 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That's why a team of nutritional and lifestyle-based health providers have been developed to help coach you into reaching your health goals, called the Wellness Providers. The Wellness Providers are trusted professionals in your area that incorporate nutritional, wellness, and lifestyle-based strategies to give you a new health game plan, which is designed to help you lifestyle your way toward better health. To find a wellness provider in your area, please call Wellness Provider team member at 888-599-9355. That's 888-599-9355. Or go to mywellnessproviders.com. That's mywellnessproviders.com. They'll help you get well, stay well, and live well.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Lines are open. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Give me a call right now, 888-283-7272. They're saying now that obese moms are more likely to use television to calm fussy infants. Now, many babies spend almost 3 hours in front of the TV each day, a new study finds, especially if their mothers are obese and TV addicts themselves, or if the babies are fussy or active. Mothers are using television as a way to soothe the infants who might be a little bit more difficult to deal with. Senior study author Amanda Thompson, who's assistant professor of anthropology at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, she said, other studies have shown that TV watching at such an early age can be very harmful, she said, adding that TV can delay important developmental milestones. And the report was published online January 7th, and the February print issue of the Journal of Pediatrics for the study. Thompson's team actually looked at more than 200 pairs of low-income mothers and babies who took part in the study as an obesity risk in infants for which families were observed in their homes. Researchers found infants as young as 3 months were parked in front of the TV for almost 3 hours a day, and 40% of the infants were exposed to TV at least 3 hours a day by the time they were one. Mothers who are obese, who watched a lot of television, and whose child were fussy, most likely put their infants in front of the TV. The TV viewing continued through mealtime with many infants. The researchers found mothers with more education were less likely to keep TV on during meals. Now, obese mothers are more likely to be inactive or suffer from depression, Thompson said. They're more likely to use television themselves to soothe themselves, so their infants are exposed to television as well. Thompson's currently doing a study to see if play and other alternatives can get these moms to help their babies get away from the television. Another expert said in the study, sheds more light on the issue of TV overexposure at such a young age. This is further evidence that certain children, particularly vulnerable children, have environments early on that are not conducive to optimizing their mental health. Dr. Krzyzakis, who's the director for Center for Child Health, Behavior, and Development at Seattle Children's Research Institute and professor of pediatrics at the University of Washington School of Medicine, he noted that 50% of kids from this type of background start kindergarten lacking basic skills. That so many kids are watching TV early is shocking and disconcerting, he said. He pointed out that children at this age are awake for only 10 to 12 hours a day, but 40% of these kids are spending a third of their waking hours in front of the television. In many cases, they're strapped in. Early television viewing is associated with attention problems and cognitive delays, and it's harmful to babies' brain development. For these reasons, the American Academy of Pediatrics discourages TV viewing before the age of 2 years. And we know there's nothing better for young children's brains than real-world human interaction, he said, adding that the brain develops in direct response to external stimulation. The extended TV watching among these children comes at a big cost, both in terms of displaced external activity, such as play or being able to read, but also television is overstimulating, inappropriately stimulating the developing brain, he said. Now, that's really scary because a lot of families do put their kids in front of television for a long period of time. And they're saying now, the American Academy of Pediatrics says that before the age of two, that television should be limited to 30 minutes per day, with parents finding other activities such as play to calm their children. So if you're using television as just a stop point for your child and letting them watch television nonstop, be careful with that, because you really don't know the effects it's going to have to their development and to their brain as a whole. And it's something that I think we all need to be cautious of. And it's the easy thing to do, no doubt about it. But that's why raising a child is called, you know, it's enjoyable and love it and wouldn't trade it for the world, but it's a lot of work. And focusing and pouring into them is a real big key. You ask any pediatrician, any one of them, and they'll tell you that. Read to your kids, spend time with your kids, but don't put them in front of the television. Very, very important. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Check us out on the website as well. Don't forget our wellness providers, healthcare providers in your area. You can check us out there at mywellnessproviders.com. Let's go to Rob now. Hi, Rob.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, I'm living well. How can I help?
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I wanted to ask you about your suggestions or recommendations for good general skin health. I occasionally, from time to time, especially in the winter months, I get these tiny little skin eruptions. They're like small mosquito bite areas. Sometimes the skin will kind of break open and they'll get a little itchy, and I'll find myself using a lot of like topical Benadryl lotion. And lately, it seems like they're just general skin itching is happening on different parts of my body, too. Like I have a spot on the left side of my back that I've probably been putting Benadryl lotion on for over a year. It gets better, and then it comes back. And now I've got a tiny little itchy spot on the back of my left leg. And now my scalp.
Oh, my goodness.
Gosh, if I didn't know better, I'd say I'm having an allergic reaction to something, although I don't know what that would be. I don't think it's a contact dermatitis or anything, but I guess I'm curious on your thoughts as to what you think this might be and good general skin health. Do you think this is tied into my immune system at all?
Sometimes it can be. Most of the time, it's tied into your digestive system. I mean, just as far as usually what goes on in the gut shows itself in the skin. And are the stress levels in your life high, or would you say things are pretty stable?
No, things are better than ever. Yeah, if any kind of stress, it would be you stress.
Right, exactly. Well, what about your diet? Why don't you give me a quick rundown, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, of what you eat on a normal day, just average.
Okay. Oatmeal for breakfast, sandwich for lunch. I eat a lot of bread. I like a lot of Subway or Lenny's, that sort of thing. So it's usually lunch meat, turkey, tuna fish, and either wheat bread, sometimes a bagel, sometimes a Subway, you know, 6-inch. Then for dinner, it will often be maybe a vegetarian pita, bread or salad or fish. Not getting a whole lot of vegetables lately. I do have a fair amount of pasta in my diet. And I would say that cycle pretty much repeats. My diet is pretty much the same day to day.
Yeah, I would look at that by cutting out gluten, which is the protein found in grains, cutting out breads and pastas and cereals and crackers for a period of time. Many times when you have skin conditions like that kind of pop up, they could be a slight irritation. And it doesn't mean you can't eat those foods ever again. It may mean that you just have a little bit of a sensitivity to it sometimes. And, you know, again, there's mixture of views on practitioners and what they think about it. But a lot of research shows that people can be gluten sensitive. It doesn't mean you've got major issues, but just slightly sensitive. And it can cause some of the itching and that sort of thing. Another issue with that is in the gut. What goes on in the gut usually shows itself in the skin. And when you get the good bacterial flora in the gut, meaning that you get rid of all yeast-related issues, and when you eat a lot of bread and carbohydrate like that, it can raise and form a lot of yeast in the gut. And so you might want to look at that. Just things like probiotics. Fish oils are really good at lowering inflammation, and many times when skin begins to itch and whatnot, or you just have little issues with the skin, you got a little bit of a omega-3 fatty acid deficiency sometimes, not getting enough of those. Those are the two things you might want to look into. Go to your health food store and talk to some folks there. But they can be really helpful. And again, it's kind of like an elimination diet a little bit, it's just for a period of time. It's not for a long period of time by any means. But you might want to look into and do some research on that. Keeping your proteins, you know, more of the non-processed foods, like your fish, your eggs for your proteins, and, you know, looking at things like nuts and seeds for your fats, and just fruits and vegetables for your carbohydrates, maybe for a short period of time, 3 or 4 weeks, and see how your body responds to it. You know, it never hurts. It's not like it's you're eliminating anything major that's going to make you feel bad or something like that. And you might want to look at that. But drinking plenty of water and half your body weight in ounces of water every single day, little tricks like that can really help put things together. But, yeah, that's what I've seen. And, usually skin conditions come from something going on in the gut or from something in the diet. So, and it could be, can it be autoimmune? Yeah, it could. But, I mean, you won't really need to go that route. You can go talk to your doctor, and you can get some blood tests done if you want. But you might find when you talk to them, when you talk about eliminating foods, some docs are into that and some are not. You may have to go to more of an alternative-based or integrative-based doctor that will kind of go that route with you. But, yeah, it does make a difference. And you'll notice that pretty quickly, probably within a week's time, if that's the culprit, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call or check us out on the web, of course. And if you're looking for a wellness provider, we've got our team members all growing around the country. Pretty exciting to see all the able to help you with your lifestyle to go to the next level. That's what it's about. It's about nutrition. It's about lifestyle. It's about choices. It's about you. It's about going from where you are to where you need to be. That's what this show is all about. More Healthy Talk Radio. When we come back, don't go anywhere.
you need a new prescription for your life, or are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
At some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 and get the natural pain relief alternative.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 Organic Soil Conditioner, Fertilizer Amendment, and Compost Accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's a show where your health is your greatest wealth. Cancer is a big deal. And, of course, it's the big C word. And they're saying now that cancer rates are continuing to fall. Pretty good news for all that's going on. Deaths from cancer continue to drop for American men and women from most racial and ethnic groups, according to a new report. It's good news. It's all this research that's going on and all the new lifestyle choices that you're making now every single day is putting a dent in the cancer issue. It's good news. There's this continuation and decline for colorectal, breast, prostate, and other forms of cancer, including lung cancer, which has always been a big one. But the American Cancer Society noted most of this. It said the progress that we are making in the fight against cancer is largely driven by the most common cancers in America. They noted that the drop in deaths from lung cancer was in great part the result from fewer people smoking and better treatment protocols. For colorectal and breast cancers, the decline in deaths also resulted from improved screening and treatment. Not all the news from the report was good, though. However, among men, death rates from melanoma skin cancer are on the rise, and uterine cancer rates are on the rise for women. Death rates for liver and pancreatic cancer are also increasing. For these diseases, treatment needs to get better if the deaths are going to be reduced. They said, we would like to have more research and more public attention to these cancers, and that is on the way. The annual report produced by the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and the American Cancer Society and the U.S. National Cancer Institute all played a role in this. They said, our efforts in cancer prevention and control are working, said Jane Hindley, who's an epidemiologist in the Division of Cancer Prevention and Control for the CDC. Hindley said that cancer diagnosis and deaths could be further reduced if people would live up to their New Year's resolutions to quit smoking, lose weight, eat healthy, exercise, and cut down on their drinking. See, it's all about lifestyle choices every single day. Now, we can get into the treatment protocols and we get into the fine-tuning details, but at the end of the day, if you get rid of the smoking, if you lose the weight, if you begin to eat healthy and exercise and cut down on the alcohol, then your chances of cancer goes down. I mean, really, it's not rocket science. The drop in cancer deaths began in the 1990s and continued to drop as time went on. From 2000 to 2009, cancer deaths dropped 1.8% per year among men and 1.4% a year among women. And the deaths among children dropped by 1.8% as well. So a lot of the cancers are being handled in this manner. For children, cancer diagnosis rose 0.6%. And a lot of the leukemias and different types of cancers, thyroid, melanoma, liver, pancreas, all had slight increases. Among women, of course, the cervical cancers actually have decreased as well, which is great news. All of this was found in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. And very important because cancer, of course, is something that everyone's kind of scared of. But at the end of the day, it's something that we all need to understand that it is a fight, and it does come down to our lifestyle choices that we make on a regular basis. You can win in many ways. And the American Cancer Society has said it many times that if we would change our lifestyle, literally about two-thirds of the cancers can be virtually eliminated. So it's up to us in many ways to make a difference. Let's go to Don on the phones now. Hi, Don.
You guys constantly talking about how weed is bad for you, and I got a question.
Sure.
I know white rice is not the best in the world, and you guys talk about brown rice, but the question I got is long grain and wild rice or anything else that can be added to a diet so I can dump the wheat.
As far as grains go, yeah, I mean, there's several things. If you want to use rice, brown rice is great. The wild rice is fine. But I'm a bigger fan if... even of rice. Rice is no big deal. Usually it's pretty hypoallergenic. People handle it pretty well. But it's more of an issue of blood sugar. And that's why I like brown rice and I like sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes are great. Squash is great. Butternut squash is great if you kind of need something for that grain or that craving that you might get that's similar to a starchy type carb. Those are great. Chickpeas crushed up as hummus is a great alternative as well. And you can also take things like cauliflower and crush it up and add butter, salt, and pepper. And if you crush it up real good, it almost tastes like mashed potatoes. There's a lot of different ways to get that almost that craving, if you will, for a starch and using other methods to do it. Because at the end of the day, it's about the blood sugar rise that you get from it and what it does on an ongoing basis. It raises inflammation. Anytime you raise blood sugar levels to a certain degree, you're going to raise the inflammation in the body. And the goal is to keep the inflammatory process down as much as possible. And so looking at different food options that way is a great way to go. But I really do. I like sweet potatoes for starchy carbs. I like all the peas, black-eyed peas, field peas, all of those are fantastic. Plus, they have a little bit of protein in them. And pea protein, they found, is actually a great alternative protein to meat, and it provides a lot of the amino acid profiles and very, very good. So anyway, good choices along the way. If you're going to dump the white rice, there's a lot of other options. And you know, when you get used to certain patterns of eating certain foods, you start thinking, well, what else is there? But when you start looking at that, you'll realize that there's a lot of other choices. In my book, Empowering Your Health, I've got a lot of food choices that you can choose from in that list on there of approved foods that will help you along the way. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, in our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Remember, your best days are still ahead.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Folks, you've heard me recommend Amino Active for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried Amino Active and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking Amino Active as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on Amino Active because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
Amino Active worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try Amino Active. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's Amino Active.